Good afternoon, boobies. It's time for another little progress update on my Code Club story. As I mentioned before, I'm planning on starting a Code Club. I'm going to try and teach programming to 9 and 10 year olds at Catherine's Primary School as part of the codeclub.org.uk scheme, which I didn't realise was actually a British group, but it's apparently it is because they've just launched their worldwide version. So I took the advice of the Code Club guys and joined up with STEMnet. STEM stands for, I believe, Science, Technology, Engineering, Mathematics. So it's basically all the geeky stuff that you might learn at school. And I went to an induction meeting last week where they talked to us about the scheme. Now, I joined up simply because becoming a STEM ambassador gets you a DBS check, which is the new name for a CRB check, and also it insures you to work with children, so you get insurance as well, as long as you report ahead of time what sessions you're going to be doing. You are covered by insurance, which is all nice, so it's a good thing to join just in order to run the Code Club. But I went to this induction last week and they talked to us a lot about why the STEMnet program had been put together, and it seems to be because a lot of children are, for a start, there's a lack of engineers and scientists and mathematicians coming out of universities. We've got a big dearth of people, and we're getting a lot of people from overseas. And obviously the government would like to encourage more kids to go through those courses. But the reports on how kids are enjoying those courses seems to be dropping off a cliff. Kids are reporting something like 40% enjoying science and technology type classes, whereas previously those numbers were a lot higher. And that's very worrying to me. And I wonder why that is. My guess is, and I don't really have any evidence for this, but my guess is that these subjects tend to be sort of purified. They tend to be bleached and starched down to the purest elements of, you know, maths for maths' sake and physics for physics' sake and so on. And I wonder whether or not they're getting too far away from the fun stuff that they relate to. And I think it's the job of the ambassadors, the STEM ambassadors, to try and re-establish that link between what they're learning in the schools and how that can be used in the real world. Now, I mean, I can't give any solid examples of using maths or physics in my day-to-day job, but if programming came up, absolutely, I could talk about that. And I think it's very easy to see how that could become an exciting and interesting thing for a child. But even then, I wonder whether or not jobs are the right way to go. Ruth and I went to a mini maker fair in Manchester at Museum of Science and Industry. Shout out to Mosey, which rocks. And I believe they get money from the STEMnet program as well. So anyway, we went to this maker fair, and at the maker fair, you know, it's not just about showing kids tons and tons of things they've never seen before, which is always a wonderful thing to do, but it also shows them lots of geeky stuff, and there's a lot of maths on display, that the kids wouldn't recognise as maths. There's a lot of science and technology on display that the kids maybe do recognise as science and technology, but it's all fun stuff. It's all stuff that would engage the kids and make them want to do that stuff. Kids love making stuff, so Make a Fair, it was just inspirational, and the kids both loved it. Catherine especially, because she was allowed to make herself a badge with LEDs and a battery and a switch on it, and she soldered them on herself. At the age of 5, they put a soldering iron in her hand, and she soldered components onto a PCB, and she treasures that little badge now. She thinks it's fabulous, and so do I. But there you go. So that is perhaps a better relationship to draw between the STEM stuff and how to make it exciting and more fun for kids. I wonder whether or not there shouldn't be more of an emphasis on the Maker Faire type revolution. You know, there's this sort of Maker Faire thing going on through the world. Maybe STEM needs to link up with that. But in the meantime, I'm now a STEM ambassador. I really enjoyed what I saw of that program. I may also try and get involved in the STEMnet program as well as the Code Club thing. Anyway, that's it for today. Thank you very much for listening, boobies. I will catch you next time. Bye-bye.